How to win an argument.
What's the best way to win an argument? Here are our top tips.
Preparation. Do your research and make sure you've got all the facts and figures at your fingertips. Also, work out what you think the other person will say so you can counter their arguments.
Clarity. Lay out your points clearly and with examples. Don't make generalisations such as, you always spend hours in the bathroom, because your opponent will think of a time when they didn't, and then you'll lose that argument. Instead, be specific and say, you spent over 20 minutes in the bathroom this morning.
Listen. Listen carefully to your opponent and ask lots of questions to get them talking. As they're chatting away, you may notice flaws in their argument. Also, ask questions such as, what would that entail? Or, how would that work? So your opponent is forced to go through their idea step by step.
Watch out for the following logical fallacies. Things that sound reasonable, but which are actually flawed or dishonest.
The correlation-causation confusion. This is when your opponent confuses correlation or coincidence with causality. For example, since the 1950s, both CO2 levels and obesity levels have increased sharply. But does this mean that atmospheric CO2 has caused obesity? Of course not. It's just a coincidence.
The straw man. Your opponent simplifies your argument, then argues against the simplified version. For example, imagine you propose reducing defence spending. Your opponent then argues that cutting defence funding will leave the country defenceless, and then proceeds to argue against leaving the country defenceless, ignoring your original arguments for decreasing defence spending.
The ad populum fallacy. This is when your opponent bases their argument on the fact that everyone does something, so it must be the right thing to do. For example, most smokers think we should be able to smoke in public places. Therefore, smoking in public places is a good idea.
The false dilemma. Your opponent builds an argument on the basis that there are only limited choices or outcomes, when actually there could be several. For example, they could say, either we buy the new system or the business will go bust. Clearly, that isn't the only option.
The red herring. This is when your opponent introduces something that isn't directly related to the subject in an attempt to deflect attention, confuse you, or change the topic of conversation. For example, imagine you catch someone cheating in an exam and they say, OK, I admit I was cheating, but everyone else has been cheating too. In this case, your opponent is trying to divert attention away from him or herself.
The slippery slope. Your opponent claims that if A happens, it'll lead to B. And when that happens, it'll lead to C, and then D. For example, if we introduce restrictions on who can buy guns, the government will take away our rights. Of course, it isn't necessarily true that one thing will naturally lead to another.
Are you ready for an argument?